disgrace to the name Joker. Why, in my day... Oh yes, but think of the fun.
Hello and welcome to Legends of the Dark Knight. This is episode 38. After this, only two more. I am one of your hosts, TFG1 Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Meh.
2 years and over 100 and something episodes between two series to get to this. I'm thinking we should have just done a GCR on this movie.
No. No, we shouldn't.
We are here tonight, today, whenever, to talk about and do commentary on Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker. Before we get into it, when did you first see this when it premiered on Kids WB or wherever it was way back when?
No, I saw this when we started the network.
It took you 9 years.
I didn't even know about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, really, what would have brought it on my radar before doing this? I really wasn't into Batman all that much before we started it. I mean, I was, but I kind of lost touch of it.
Wow. Okay. which version did you originally see?
Both.
Because there are two. Okay.
I sought out both at the same time. Okay. I think I saw a bootleg copy of the edited version, but I bought the unedited.
Yeah. The only difference between the two versions is the uncut version is 76 minutes. The cut version is 73 minutes. The other difference is how the Joker dies in the film. In the edited version, he gets... he electrocutes himself because he steps in water and throws a switch. And in the uncut version, Tim Drake shoots him. So there is that. I'm sure as we do the commentary, we'll be doing, you know, talking about trivia bits and stuff like that. So you're going to hear a famous laugh and then hit your DVD player start menus after this.
It's a killer.
Get tired of that.
It's the Warner Brothers, bitch. Down, Wolf.
It's Lex Luthor.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. The voice of Ghoul is played by Michael Rosenbaum, who was Lex Luthor in Smallville.
It's the Flash.
It's Lex Luthor from Smallville.
It's the Flash. I don't know Smallville.
Yes, there is Clarissa.
Shut up with your damn puns.
What? It's Clarissa Explains It All. She's twins now. God, even after so many years, this animation still looks amazing.
That's because the bat's involved.
There's a deranged clown if I ever saw one.
Magnetic boots.
Oh god, that makes me want to hurl.
Vertigo?
Yeah.
You punched the pink clown. There's Jack-o'-lantern. Yep. Where's a mop?
I know, right?
Oh, doggy got a bite.
Oh.
You know, you think these guys would be out cold after being knocked into walls.
Yep. Oh, come on, Batman. Don't go soft.
Put on your invisible pants.
Yeah, that's one thing he never does in this scene.
He just likes taking a kick to the face.
It's a early 2000s redux of Raggedy Ann. Talk about taking a bite out of crime.
The Triforce.
Yeah.
Oh, they forgot their luggage.
This is why I could never be Batman. Heights like this would kill me.
I think you'd learn to get over it. Knowing you have the suit. Stupid clowns. You punched the right one in the face. Wouldn't that grind him, being that he's on a hover, vertical takeoff and landing?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the other clown.
Yeah, at least Batman does try to save her.
Yeah, he wasn't going to let her die. Now that clown, he might.
Oh, no, that clown gets something a lot worse.
Service with a smile.
Oh, they'd save the circuit board. Hey, the same kind of mugshot that happens later.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call the cranky clown collection.
Mm-hmm.
Terry just likes having clowns' hands around his throat.
why does this remind me of Why Do You Autobots Die So Easily?
I like Flagpole.
Yeah, Fragpole.
Boom! Dang it, Batman, you caused so much destruction. Gotham can't afford your crap anymore. Well, let's save the circuit board.
It took him that long to do that?
Oh, he is a clown.
Yeah.
That's why Kronos does away with him in a different way.
Yep. Oh, God, that explosion was so amazing.
Time to roll the credits.
One of the best lines in a movie. I do remember from watching the commentary on this when I had, because I have the film on iTunes. I don't have the DVD anymore, I don't think. But when I had the DVD set and I was watching it on commentary, they said that they did the black background, white titles because that opening scene was so action-packed. They wanted the audience to be able to kind of get a bit of a rest before obviously bringing in more action.
But it's never ending.
Mm-hmm. Just some amazing voice people in this movie. Really. Henry Rollins, you know. Just so many cool people between Will Friedle, Kevin Conroy, all of them. Yeah, I remember watching the original cut version and I'm like, really? The Joker dies from electrocuting himself? And then there was this whole thing back then, once it came out on DVD, you're like, ooh, it's the uncut version. You've never seen this before. And it was like this whole big thing. It was, oh, God. Hey, Michael Uslan. I didn't know. I forgot he was on this.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah.
He's the producer of every Batman film.
Yep.
Because he owns the rights to it.
Yep. Deanie and Tim and their entire team, Burnett and all of them do such an amazing job, and Gaeta on the directing. Ugh. The half of these names that are behind the scenes, I don't know about Burnett or you know, a couple of them, but like Gaeta and Dan Reba and all them, I gotta get interviews with them.
No Two-Face head for you.
Nope.
Oh, he still got it. He's been bringing it.
Hey, look, it's the Joker.
Hey, wait, it's the trickster.
This is the start of the red herring syndrome in this movie.
Funny.
What?
Wayne. He's like, yeah, my return pretty much torpedoed any chance.
Yeah. Who sleeps anymore? These colors are crazy.
I know. Terry's sleeping.
Mm-hmm. I love this scene. This scene's so awesome. Look at the giant lava lamp thing.
I know, it's funny.
There's some weird speakers in the future.
Well, they did watch the Jetsons.
That's true. Dana's dancing away and Terry just...
is about ready to fall over.
Yeah.
Ended up dancing with the wrong girl.
The abandoned Jolly Jack factory.
I thought all these were burned down.
Yeah, that doesn't look obvious. If you took Bonk's head and flipped it upside down, you'd have Joker's.
I think that was the plan. Oops. No, I wasn't.
And then the grand reveal.
I'm so glad it took them this long to do this movie, because they had said in the beginning of doing the production for Batman Beyond, they didn't just want to bring in the old villains and have, you know, Penguin Beyond, Mr. Freeze Beyond, which they did have Mr. Freeze, but you know what I mean? It's like, I'm so glad they waited for this. Yeah.
Well, the Joker definitely deserved his own film.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
It's so creepy, you get to see Bonk's eyes, like, lifeless, and the big smile, and... Nope. He purposely picked that one.
Yep.
It's time for a little rendezvous.
Wow, Terry in a suit. That's the only other time I've ever seen him that dressy is when he dressed in Dick's old clothes at one point in the series. I love how she says welcome back, where half these people that are still are alive now probably don't even remember or know who Bruce Wayne is. I mean, sure, his name's on the building, but still.
You know he's starting to think something.
Oh, absolutely.
He's like, oh, shit. I didn't want to hear that.
Woof.
Do it.
Well, it's been a gas.
Ooh.
Yeah, Bruce broke his back.
Yep.
Oh, that's creepy as hell.
Yep. I love that music coming in.
Joker always makes fashion jokes.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. It took them only one of those movers to take that this time?
It's a smaller mover. Or a smaller piece.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, you would have thought that they would have read the ship there that says Jolly.
Jolly Jack, yeah. It's a candy bar car.
Yeah, he can jump that high.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, splicing does allow for people to have, you know, higher... Oh my god. I mentioned it's a candy bar car, but if you go back a frame and look at candy bars actually in a clown's mouth,
mm-hmm.
Oh my god. I never noticed that before. Many times I've seen this movie, I've never really paid too much attention to the candy bar car.
Now, if they're smart, they would have just gone right to the factory that it came from.
Well, yeah, but...
That would have ended the whole movie. Oh, the upside-down Batmobile.
Yep.
And the Batmobile is upside down. Shut up.
We don't see too much of this character's wife, but we see her here in the background with her back to us because she's doing something in the kitchen, but she looks way too young to be his wife.
It's Harley's daughter.
No, it's not.
It could be.
All right, now people who have been watching the series to this point will know that Stockard Channing was the voice of Barbara Gordon. Apparently there was some... According to the commentary, apparently there was some scheduling conflict or something or other, and they had to recast, and they used Miss Law and Order herself, Angie Harmon. Best casting ever. I do love how Terry's kind of flippant about this whole Joker thing.
Because he's like, eh, I faced everybody else.
Yeah. And, you know, she pretty much puts him in his place, and that's an awesome character development for him.
Like, if Bruce is telling you to drop it, that's bad. It's funny how it's got the different versions of the Joker.
The one on the left is from Holiday Nights.
But they redid the animation.
Well, but I'm saying
yeah.
The voice clip is it's from Holiday Nights. The revelations in this movie are just heart-wrenching.
I thought he killed him. He's scared of what's going to happen to Terry because of what happened to Dick or Tim.
Yep.
You don't know what you want.
None of you ever did. The suit looks so weird. Not, you know, not hung up or not on him.
Hey, look, there's two of them.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I can think of is that that's Terry's suit, and then the one that Bruce used in Rebirth is in the case. It's the only way I can think of.
Like he made him his own after the fact.
Mm-hmm. I remember the commentary. They said that they added this scene in so people wouldn't forget that Terry did have a home life and he had a mom and a brother. Another club scene.
What a bunch of punks.
Red, green, purple, and orange.
There's too many fluorescent colors here.
I mean, I kind of like it. I think it adds a difference to the series compared to all the other ones.
Well, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Thank you. So they don't have their makeup on, yet Ghoul shows up in full that. I don't know, that's a little iffy for me. And Bruce is preparing just in case.
Poor dog.
Yeah.
See, Bruce should have had one of his masks ready. His breathing masks.
Yeah. Well, at least he somewhat plans for this. Kinda.
And he hides them under the table.
Yeah.
Well, more so drops them.
Yeah. Only one survives. Ugh, it's just creepy. See?
Where's your bat suit now, Terry?
At least Joker had some integrity and didn't tell them who he was.
You mean didn't tell them who Batman was,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. Who Terry was, yeah.
Yeah. So many lasers.
Slang.
Terry's getting the upper hand. And that's one thing I'll say for McGinnis. Even without the bat suit, he is quite resourceful.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's why Amanda Waller says what she says.
Yeah. Hey, look, somebody put red shirts in with the whitewash. It's a whole big pink mess.
Well, it is a lava lamp.
Squirt gun.
Yep. There's the Acura bike. He bumped that truck when he passed it.
I never noticed that he actually says, I'm not here. Leave a message.
Oh, really?
I've never heard it. Like, come through as clear before.
I remember in the commentary they mentioned that for the TV version they had to change the color of the ha 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 because that looks like blood.
Yeah, they changed it to paint. Purple.
Yep. Obviously, this the whole ha 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 thing here. And
Bruce's eyes are red.
Yep. The whole spray paint thing here is to mimic Rebirth when Terry's dad died. Because they did the same thing in that. Conroy is so good. Oh. And they really need a maid for that cave.
Where's Alfred when you need him?
Yeah. I love this scene. I don't rabbit. I don't deserve to live.
It's funny. The dog's watching TV.
Yeah.
Rough what? Night for me, too.
Yeah. Mr. Wayne's house boy. Ugh. Flashback.
The fun times.
Yeah. Why would Robin be on patrol alone in Gotham? I mean, not to say the kid can't take care of himself, but...
Bruce was drunk that night? I know, horrible.
Dodd's rubbing off on you way too much, dude.
Whack!
How, they soon realize, like, how do they not know after one night? That's an amazing image showing him through the window.
Mm-hmm. He truly is a dark knight.
Mm-hmm.
Get back.
It's confetti time, boys and girls.
Yeah, that's when Batman and Batgirl were...
Stop it. That never happened.
Oh, it happened.
flashback is so well animated. That lightning looks
amazing.
The
only thing I wish they would have done in the animated, or in this one, well, it's later in the present time.
Yeah.
Is what the old man Bruce and Terry following behind should have been included in the film, showing the tombs of old.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the animatic on the disc, but...
Right, yeah.
I was sad.
They've got their own honeymooners set.
I know, it's almost like when he did that in Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah.
But minus her in there.
Yeah.
Little Jay.
Bazooka. The joy of childbirth. A few spare kids hanging around. Oh my god. Joker really is the ultimate Batman villain because of this whole movie right here, because of how depraved he is and how far he's willing to go to just get one on over on Batman. That's Andrea Romano doing that.
Really?
Yeah. He's riding the operating table.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Batman's out for blood.
You think? Right through the set. Good thing Harley's wearing makeup, or we'd be able to see her black and blues all over her face.
I know.
She threw a rock at her.
Yep. Bazooka instead.
Yeah, true.
Goodbye, Harley.
That is a bottomless pit.
Yep, but she didn't die.
Oh no. Paul Dini would never kill Kevin Smith's daughter. this scene is creepy as all hell.
I like the plunger and the whoopee cushion and the rubber glove and the half-eaten donut at the table.
Yep. That originally was going to say kill the cook, but WB had a huge issue with that.
And here comes the final nail in the coffin.
This is really cool, how they did this with the projector lens.
And Bruce has bummed me. You know what's funny?
That's not funny at all.
It's actually funny because they have Joker saying, "That's not funny. That's not funny at all." And then in Arkham City, he says, "That is really funny." Before he dies. Because Batman says, "I would have saved you." I love all the name drops.
Yeah. I'm sorry. A year would not be enough time. I mean, I'm not complaining. I love this movie. I'm trying not to nitpick it, but a year would not be enough time to get Tim back to sanity.
Terry pulled a fast one.
It's weird seeing Barbara at the back computer.
I know, considering she's not sat at it before. He's like, shit, jailmate. Would have been a sick twist if there was more than one version of the Joker floating around.
I want those fingerprint mics.
I do too. I want the bat suit.
Well, yeah.
Because then I could go, I'm Batman. Pansy gets kicked to the floor.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Kaboom!
This is some wonderful animation. That whole sky scene and the beam coming down, oh, so good. The colors, everything is so good about it. And then the music swells. That is awesome. That's the biggest cannonball I've ever seen.
It's a flash strip.
I love how cavalier he is with these cops, because we're at a point now in Batman's history where they're not coming after him.
Kind of sounds familiar, like the old days. You can't keep him in the hospital. He'll leave. Figured it out.
Yeah. You notice that the bat suit is not in there now?
Yep.
So then my theory from earlier is out the window. It's the same suit.
Suit up. Good bad dog.
Yeah, that doesn't happen just yet.
I know.
I love how Bruce smiles.
He knows. Hologram time.
Yeah. Bad fake. Gotta love that.
Yeah, because Bruce is always his Batman.
Hey, look, it's the Justice League canon.
Giant lasers shoot lasers.
Dang.
Ooh. Sucks to be the mega cannon.
Yep.
Ace.
Where was he? I mean, I'm sure the dog was laying down, but the Batmobile is not.
He's behind the seat. Yeah, it was closed 2025.
A spank.
Dog's like, hey.
Yep. Poor Batmobile.
It's like a stormtrooper. They just have really bad shot.
Yeah. It's kind of like all those 80s cartoons. They can't shoot anything but the air.
It's like, Cobra! Wrong direction, dumbass. Oh, yeah, that's send right through the park with a bunch of people.
No, it was a parking lot.
There were people in it.
Oh, yeah.
Through the park.
Yeah, that's, yeah, you're right.
You know, if Joker was smart, he would have done something different, you know, like implanted himself on a younger body.
Well, he can also, at this point, we learn later that he can, you know, the changes come at will. And there's the Pinkie Pie of the series.
And boom.
Poor Batmobile, man. You didn't think that through, did you, Chucko? Half these damn Jokers should be dead by now.
That's what happens when you mess with a real dog.
Yeah.
Whack.
There it is. It's the line. Good, bad dog. Hey, look, the circus is in town.
Hey, he's invisible.
Yeah.
Marbles, anyone? Looks like all the Jokers are out of commission.
Almost. I love this scene. This scene is so cool. The character development of Terry as himself and as Batman is just so great in this movie. This is where Joker takes over.
Yep.
Bad oysters. That's horrible line. The strangest line I've ever heard.
It is something the Joker would say, though. Awesome how they like mesh the audio.
Oh yeah. And the visual. I mean, just look at that. Ugh. You know, Joker monologues way too much.
That's why he gets defeated so much.
Yeah.
He likes to talk.
That's creepy. Hearing Stockwell's voice coming out of the Joker animation.
Joker's one sadistic bastard.
Yes, he is. A nice big smile.
I like this. Doggy gets
sick.
Doggy gets a rebattle. I think it's funny he calls him Scooby.
He says Snoopy, not Scooby, right?
It sounded like...
Yeah.
Either way, Warner Brothers owns it.
Yeah.
I love the sarcasm.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love how cynical the Joker is about this, where he's like, yeah, well, we'll do this next time.
Any monologues again?
It's a whooping you're wanting. Let's dance, bozo.
It's funny. Joker's got some moves. Terry does like to talk. The real Batman.
Funny guy.
He's getting all pissy now.
Mm-hmm. That's eerie. Seeing the beam in the window.
I know. Joker's actually freaking out.
Wouldn't know a good joke if it bit him in the cape.
He's trying to escape. Terry laughs and just sounds creepy.
This is the one point the entire movie where I hear Eric Matthews in my head more than I hear Will as Batman.
Oh, I agree. It's like one of those later Boy Meets World moments.
Yep.
Joker, you're not Batman. Where's Ace? Oh, there we go. Full circle. The Joker's hands around Terry's neck.
Tear you. Ha. Ha.
It's just like the flagpole moment.
Yep.
No more Joker.
That's creepy. Did you notice in the animation there?
Oh, yeah, it flickers in and out.
It flickers between him and Drake.
Big boom.
Such nice explosions. Oh, look at that. That is so awesome.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
And then this thing just randomly drifts away.
I was going to say, yeah, we never know what happens to the Hyperion-class satellite. It just kind of...
It falls into a black hole. This is hilarious. Nana Harley. Arlene playing an old Harley. And he has no recollection. Yeah, they're basically talking about Bruce.
Yep.
Only because Bruce is Batman and it's the other way around.
Well,
for him.
Yeah.
It's like a Mask of the Phantasm moment here.
Yeah, kinda.
Playing like a twisted version of the two.
Mm-hmm. Nice little closing, though.
I like it.
Yep. Alright, that's gonna do it for the commentary. We will be back after this with final thoughts.
Lovely playroom. You getting this, Wayne?
I see it. You keep your eyes open for the Joker. Tim.
Get up, Drake.
What? Who is it?
Where's the Joker?
Joker?
Drop the act. I know you're working with him.
No, Joker's gone. I don't know where he is, really.
The suit sensors aren't picking up any pulse fluctuations. He's telling the truth.
I don't do this anymore. I have a home and family. I gave this up years ago. Kid stuff, that's all it was.
He may be telling the truth, but he's still whacked.
Fun and games. Boy Wonder playing the hero, fighting the bad guys, and no one ever gets... Oh, God. I killed him. I didn't mean to. I tried so hard to forget, but I still hear the shot. Still see his dead smile. Every night the dreams get stronger. He's there when I sleep, whispering, laughing, telling me I'm just as bad as he is. We're both the same.
I'm calling an ambulance.
No, I'm all right. Forgive me, Terry. Old nasty memories twisting inside me like bad oysters. Nothing, really. I'm perfectly fine now.
How do you know my name?
There's nothing about you I don't know, bat fake.
Terry!
Have a time out, kid. Can't let you spoil the party too soon. And Bruce, I'm sure you've got your monkey boy wired somehow. That's just peachy, because I want you to see every minute of this. It's a killer.
My God.
Oh, I never get tired of that.
Drake? You're the Joker?
That flabby oaf doesn't even realize I'm using him as a timeshare. Beneath this puckish exterior lies the mind of a genius, years ahead of my time. In the weeks young Robin was under my tutelage, I used him as the subject of my greatest experiment. Utilizing cutting-edge genetics technology, which I had pinched here and there, I encoded my DNA on a microchip and set it into Bird Boy's bird brain. Here. Everything that was me has been asleep and all comfy and cozy inside Tim Drake's subconscious. At first, I had to limit the time I spent in Drake's body. He's not aware of what I do, chalking up any lingering memories to bad dreams. If his family misses him, I simply call Wifey and tell her...
I'm working late, honey.
The changes come at will now, and soon I'll be strong enough to live in this body permanently. Mr. J's on the rebound, baby! My comeback party's gonna set the whole town on fire! So where should I make ground zero? Gotham General, where our hero's dear little Dana is recuperating, or here, in the happy garden of Mrs. Mary McGinnis. I always think it adds resonance to a hero's mission to have some defining element of tragedy in his background, don't you? Ah, but the one and only kickoff point must be stately Wayne Manor. Gone in a flash, before Brucey can hobble to safety or mount a rescue. Don't worry, though. I'll be hitting those other spots soon enough. Adios, Brucey. I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts. What about it, kid? Any last words for the old bat fart?
Yeah, sick 'em. Ace, here. Attaboy.
Line, Snoopy.
No!
Oh, good. The beam's headed here. Now I'll have to start all over again. Thanks for wrecking everything, kid. See you around.
Hold it!
Oh, wise up, Junior. Game's over!
I'm taking you in.
Right. You're out of your league, McGinnis. I know every trick the original Batman and Robin knew at their peak.
Maybe, but you don't know a thing about me.
You? What's to know? You're a punk, a rank amateur, a costumed errand boy taking orders from a senile old man. Still, if it's a whoopin' you're a-wantin'. That's right. Better to run and save yourself. It's about your speed.
Let's dance, bozo. He's tough. Any suggestions, boss?
Joker's vain and likes to talk. He'll try to distract you, but don't listen. Block it out and power on through.
Wait. I like to talk, too.
What are you doing?
Fighting dirty.
The real Batman would never...
Told you didn't know me.
Funny guy.
Can't say the same for you.
Impudent brat. Who do you think you're talking to?
Not a comedian, I'll tell you that.
Shut your mouth!
The real Batman never talked to you much, did he? That's probably why you were so fixated on him.
Don't play psychoanalyst with me, boy!
Oh, I don't need a degree to figure you out. The real reason you kept coming back was you never got a laugh out of the old man.
I'm not hearing this!
Get a clue, Clowny. He's got no sense of humor. He wouldn't know a good joke if it bit him in the cape. Not that you ever had a good joke.
Shut up. Shut up!
I mean, joy buzzers, squirting flowers, lame. Where's the A material? Make a face, drop your pants, something!
Show yourself!
You make me laugh. But only because I think you're kind of pathetic.
Stop that!
So you fell in a tank of acid, got your skin bleached, then decided to become a supervillain. What? You couldn't get work as a rodeo clown?
Don't you dare laugh at me!
Why? I thought the Joker always wanted to make Batman laugh!
You're not Batman!
We are back. So, 14 years after it premiered, obviously this movie still holds up, and it is still amazing to this day.
Oh, yeah. This and Mask of the Phantasm are like the ultimate bat films.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no other. I have a deep spot for both of them.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I put these far and above higher than the live action.
Absolutely. And I think for me, this is a movie that I can always watch. I've watched this, I don't know how many times, like if I need just to watch something fun. And yeah, sure, this movie is kind of dark at times, but I mean, it's the Joker. He's supposed to be dark and creepy and all that good stuff that you come to expect with that character. And just what Tim and his crew were able to do, Bruce Timm, Paul Dini, all of them, and expand the universe so much with this. It was so good. From their creative parts to the voice acting to Christopher Carter and Dynamic Music Partners music, Batman Beyond Return of the Joker. If I was making my own personal favorite top 100 or top 50 animated films list, it would probably easily be in the top 5.
Yeah, I would agree. That and Phantasm for me would be in the top 5. But
yeah.
Not only am I biased towards Batman and the Joker, but it's like the two perfect bookendings to the two sagas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, all right. That's going to do it for this episode of Legends of the Dark Knight. Next time around, Steve and I are going to do a top 20 countdown. We're going to do 10 BTAS episodes and 10 Batman Beyond episodes, our favorites. And then after that, hopefully Tara will be coming back for the finale. In the finale episode, episode 40 of the podcast, we will be talking about Epilogue. That's it. Take it away, Joker.
So, you can get a hold of us in the following ways. You can call the voicemail line, 502-506-5821. You can get a hold of us on Twitter, at Geekcast Radio, or at LOT Dark Knight. My Twitter handle is at SCP21, and yours is, sir?
TF2 and Mike.
So, until next time, I am Vengeance. I am the Knight. I am the Joker, man.
Yeah, sure you are.